Many people have been asking about smoking and vaping. So here are two questions related to that. First, from Julie in Seattle. She writes, much attention has been given to high risk factors such as diabetes and heart disease, but how much does smoking increase risk of death among those infected? And then along similar lines, here's Aaron from Birmingham, Michigan.
I was wondering, is there any data linking vaping use and an increase in coronavirus complications? Some of the e-liquid must stick around in your lungs after vaping, and I would imagine that the oily residue would pose a possible increased breeding ground for the virus, or the lung's response to the oil could open a back door for the virus.
Dr. Han, what's known about the connection between smoking and vaping and COVID-19?
So we have a little bit more data about smoking, and in particular coming out of China. And what the data suggests is that patients who do smoke are at much higher risk for more progressive and severe forms of the disease. So I would say smoking definitely is a risk factor for having more severe complications. We just have so much less data about vaping. But what we do know is that both vaping and smoking can cause lung inflammation. So my best expert guess or expert opinion on this would be that both potentially could be risk factors for getting more severe lung complications. So my advice for our listeners tonight is that now is an amazing time to think about quitting. If you are an active smoker and, for instance, American Lung Association, lung.org has some great resources if people want to look there for advice on quitting.
In states where marijuana is legal, I've heard people talk about shifting from smoking it to consuming it through other means without endorsing marijuana consumption one way or the other. Does that seem like a step that people should be considering?
I think anything that reduces inhalational injury to the lung is probably a good thing right now in the era of COVID.
Here's another smoking-related question from Leon in New York.
I was recently waiting in line to go to the grocery store, and a person next to me started smoking, and the wind was blowing his smoke into my direction. I was wondering if I could possibly get coronavirus from him smoking and it going into my lungs.
Okay, so here's something that's coming directly out of someone else's lungs and then smoke wafts into somebody else's face. Is that a risk?
Well, it's hard to know for sure. We know that this is a respiratory borne disease and spread by respiratory droplets. I think some of our listeners may have heard the unfortunately extremely tragic story coming out of Skagit Valley where a choir group, despite social distancing, transmitted coronavirus to quite a few of the choir members. So we do know that things like coughing and deep breathing that might occur during singing certainly do pose some risk for transmission. So I would say there's probably some risk. It may not be as high as other activities, but again, this is why we're recommending social distancing and masks.
That's Dr. Malon Han, a pulmonologist at University of Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And also answering your question, NPR science correspondent John Hamilton. Great to have you back with us as well.
My pleasure.